A gunman shot dead three people, including a 14-year-old girl, in the Dutch city of Rotterdam yesterday. The attack took place at the Erasmus Medical Centre, a university hospital, and at a nearby residential property. The 32-year-old suspect, a university student, has been arrested. We can get more now from Stephanie Vandenberg, Reuters journalist in the Netherlands. Good morning, Stephanie. Take us through how these awful events unfolded yesterday.
We got the first message that something was wrong around 3 o'clock. There were reports of shooting in a residence in Rotterdam. And it seems what we know now is that the man turned a gun on his neighbor, a 39-year-old woman, and also severely wounded her 14-year-old daughter, who died later of her injuries. And then he set off for the university medical center. And got there, got into a classroom, allegedly on Lucas Say, he announced, he said something like, "It's time now," and started shooting at one of the teachers in the medical center. That teacher also died of his wounds later. And then he went on to try and flee through another exit of the facility, but was arrested by police, who was by then in full force trying to track the gunman down.
Is there any idea at this stage as to motive?
Well, it seems we've had reports from the prosecution service that he was known by police and prosecution service and had earlier convictions for animal abuse. And apparently he was problematic and possibly suffered from psychosis. To the extent even where the prosecution service, before this even started, had sent a letter to the medical school where he was a student, warning of his problems and his psychiatric problems, and saying that maybe he shouldn't get certification as what we call a like a first-line doctor. It's the lowest tier of a medical doctor that you can be, that you need to be to become other things like a GP or train further. So it might be that he was refused that in university, which might have prompted revenge feelings towards the university.
I see. But can any connection be made right now between the neighbours, this 39-year-old woman and her 14-year-old daughter, and the individual at the medical centre? Is there a connection?
Neighbours have said it's not the connection so much to the medical centre, but this woman was the neighbour of the suspect. And allegedly, she is the one who complained about him abusing animals because she could see it from her garden. So he was obviously not on great standing with his neighbours because they kept complaining and filing police complaints against him.
Anything further known about him? Is he from Rotterdam? Is he a local man?
It seems that he is a local man. We're just getting a picture now that he has also posted on some internet fora about these problems and complaining that he was being frustrated by the university. Further, very little is known. We know that he will have to appear before a judge on Monday or Tuesday next week, and that the police say he is completely cooperating with them in their investigation. So he's talking to them about what happened.
Stephanie, Rotterdam is a large city. It's a large port city, but it seems events like this would be very rare.
It's extremely rare in the Netherlands. We have very, very strict gun laws. It seems to me almost impossible that he got his gun that he used to carry out these attacks by legal means, because if you have a conviction or a criminal record, any kind of legal way of getting a gun would be barred for you. Mm-hmm. We don't ever really have these kind of shootings. I have a colleague who's an American who said this is kind of the Dutch version of a mass shooting or a school shooting, only, you know, in America they would have an AK 41 and or 47 and shoot lots of people, and here, you know, there's a guy who can get one gun and make three victims, which are all horrible. But it's extremely rare for the Netherlands.
Stephanie, thank you for talking to us. Stephanie Vandenberg there in the Netherlands.